Radio Podcast Show. Let's go! Where we bring you inspiration, motivation, the live jungle music mix from DJ King Kong, interviews from local and celebrity guests, faith, fun, and most importantly, purpose. Now here's your host, Tramell Crawford.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Hey, how y'all doing this evening? This Friday evening, it's April the 23rd, everybody. We're live right now on YouTube and also on Facebook. I need you guys to check us out right now. Check us out right now. We're in the beautiful city of Augusta, Georgia. Hope everybody's having a great evening. Make sure you check us out and follow us on social media and on YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, is that Here for Purpose Creative Studios, LLC. I'm trying to make sure that we're on live also as well on Facebook. Oh, yes, we are. Okay, so we appreciate it. This is episode 4 of the HFAP Radio Podcast Show. Man, we have so much intact for today. You may have a chance to win a Chick-fil-A gift card, a $10 Chick-fil-A gift card. We need to be watching the show. All you got to do is be caller lucky number 7. Caller lucky number 7. And we're going to give you that number right now, and we're going to give it to you throughout the show. If you want to be the lucky winner for the Chick-fil-A gift card, it's 762-233-2283. Again, that number is 762-233-2283. Three, man, I know we're gonna have a great show. We don't have a guest today, but guess what? We still got a lot to talk about. But before I keep continuing going on, man, you know who I got to bring on in with me, man. You know who he is. Guess what? But before we go, guess what, y'all?
We live.
Man, I got my brother DJ King Kong in the studio. Augusta,
yo. Yo, what's up, Creator Studios?
Yes, sir. Great, how you doing today, man?
I'm good. How's everybody else out there? But Father, man. Most, brother, how are you doing today?
Man, brother, I'm doing good. Hey, I'm wearing my Stop Dreaming, Start Streaming shirt, man. Ecamm, you know, they sent us some shirts, man, just, you know, to support. You know, I definitely appreciate it.
I ain't got mine yet, but I'm waiting on mine.
Hey, you know, we gotta come to that day again, man, where we gotta spit it out, because we sponsored by Ecamm. We're Ecamm affiliates, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Hey, we Ecamm affiliate. Y'all don't know what that is. Ecamm is our way of putting ourselves out there through social media. Ecamm is a good system to work with. Y'all don't know what it is. Brother Tramell, tell him what it's
man,
about.
Man, I think we're going to go ahead and segue to that first sponsor, which is Ecamm Live. If you don't know what Ecamm Live is, what you see around the screen right now, the overlays, the lower ticker down at the bottom, everything that you see when it comes to graphics is done by Ecamm Live. Ecamm Live is a software where it can stream wherever you want it to stream. All the graphics, the overlays, Ecamm Live can do it. I'm telling you, Ecamm Live is the best thing, and it has put the podcast even to a higher level. So we definitely appreciate Ecamm Live so much. It's taking us to the top. But not only that, Greg, man, you know how people can support also as well?
What is that?
Man, guess what? They can support us monetarily. That's by donating to $HFAP Creative Studios LLC on Cash App. Guess what? This does not go into our pockets. No, it does not at all. What this does is help further what we're doing here on the podcast. You know what, guys? We're trying to get to the point where we're at a full-fledged studio. We're at a full-fledged studio. We've got a soundstage, everything, where we can get to the point where people are renting the studio and, you know, things like that. And, you know, we're podcast producing and whatever people need help with, that's what we want to do. That's what we want to do, man. So you know, that's the whole thing that we're gearing towards. So if you want to help us monetarily, it's $HFAP Creative Studios LLC via Cash App. And I'm telling you guys, that's what will help us further what we're doing here on the podcast. Greg, man, let me tell you something, man. There's so much that has been going on in the world, man. Especially with the recent shootings and things like that. We lost a young man at the age of 20 years old. I think his name was Dante Wright.
Yes, that was Dante Wright. Yeah, the one that got shot by the police officer, right?
Yeah, man. They literally just had his funeral while I was at work, man. And, you know, working just a little bit, man, I literally watched his funeral. And you know what really hit me so hard was that I don't know if it was his family member or his friend, but they showed, they were recorded live on Facebook, and they showed the casket, and there was a young man and a young lady that was standing right next to the casket, man. And that literally hit me hard. And especially when the young lady left and it was just a young dude, and so many people were just like walking, you know, walking, looking at, you know, Dante's right body. But let me tell you, that impacted me so hard because that had to be like his friend or a family member. And just to see, you know, him just laying there lifeless, man, it got to come to a point where this has to stop.
Yeah, you're right, man. It has to come to a point where it can stop. Because, matter of fact, I seen that same one. It was on TikTok.
Yeah.
I was at work on TikTok. Don't y'all judge me. I love TikTok. Don't judge me. TikTok is my other social media, too. But, no, I was watching it on TikTok, and I seen the funeral, too, man. It was real packed. That funeral was real, real packed. It was a lot of love that was there for that young man that lost his life at this young age. He had a whole nother life to live, but you know, it was just another young brother that was gone.
Yes,
but we all want to just keep our condolences and our prayers to the family, of Mr. Wright, and keep him
lifted, man.
Just keep him lifted up.
Yes.
And also, my wife just told me, she said that he was 13, not 20.
He was 13?
Yeah, I think he was young.
Well, because I remember they was talking about I thought it was like he was 20. I think it was like 20 or.
No. He was 17 years old. 17. That's how old he was. 17. Now, the one you're probably talking about right now is the 19-20-year-old brother that just died yesterday.
Yeah, about a couple of days.
In a car accident. Yeah, in a car accident. I can't think of his name, but he is he was a rising NBA superstar. Graduate, he was did 1 year at Kentucky University. Died in a car crash, it's on my mind. He was leaving his pro day. He was leaving a pro day. And say he was leaving the facility and got in a car accident. Somebody hit him. I think he got hit head on, I think.
Man, that's crazy. But, you know, Greg, not only that, man, it was like even when, you know, we found out with the Greg Floyd thing, man. The police officer was guilty. But I don't know if you know, Greg, that even during, I don't know if it was the same day or during that time or the next day, there was a 15-year-old girl named Micaiah Bryant. I believe his last name, her last name was Bryant. She got shot.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, I understand about the situation. You know, I know she called the police for help, but she still had like a knife in her hand. Now, that situation could have been done differently.
Way much different.
Like, come on, like that's another life that we've lost, and I understand. Now the thing with me though, Greg, is I don't know if you watched the video or not, but there were adults that were there, and from my understanding that there was an adult that also kicked one of the girls in the head. Mm. Now why do that? Now come on, like that could have been done a whole lot better. No one would have died. If, you know, an adult would have stepped in and said, you know, this isn't correct. This isn't right. But we lost another life.
Another life, because like you just said, that could have been done a whole lot different. You know, he could at least put the gun up. Like the situation with the young man that got, the other young man that got killed, the 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them could have did the whole thing another way. They both could have had just pull their tasers out. Could have pulled your tasers out and just gave him a shock and it would have dropped him to the ground. You would have kept him alive.
Yes.
You know, but, or you just could have, young lady, he could have just ran up and grabbed the other young lady's hand, grabbed her arm, and stop her from trying to stab her.
Or just could have used the taser. Yeah,
could have used the taser. The taser would have been a whole lot better. Like I said, once she would have tased, she would have went down to the ground. That's the whole purpose of having a taser for the police force. It's two different things. They both have different weight. Gun weighs more than what a taser weighs. The gun is longer than a taser. The gun is black. The taser is yellow. It's two different things now. Mm-hmm. So you should know what's on your hip. What your right side of your hip gonna weigh more than your left side of your hip. Just be honest with you.
Yeah. And then there was even a video, man, of another police officer, and he was just like, you should know the difference between a gun and a taser around your waist. Like, you were trained.
Yeah, you talking about that police officer. He was on TikTok. I know it's one you talking about. I seen that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. It's not that hard. To do this. I don't know, man. I don't know what can be done. I'm just glad that, you know, justice was served correctly in regards to the George Floyd case, as, you know, as much as possible.
Man, we was at work watching that thing, man, trying to see what he was gonna get,
Yes, sir.
But most of y'all, I'm just let y'all know right now. Y'all may not know, kids, if your parents, if your kids are watching, please let them hear this. The man got charged with three counts.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all three counts, he's gonna get indicted more years. The hardest one he has is the second degree manslaughter. That is 40 years automatic. Parents, if your kids are watching, kids, I want y'all to listen. This is coming from Creative Studios and DJ King Kong. Please, if you're a teenager, please stay out of trouble.
Please, dude.
We are in a hard time of what's going on right now. As you can see, George Floyd was killed. Now we had another young man, 17 years old. He was killed. Third person, a young lady, Miss Taylor from South Carolina, was killed. And if y'all don't know, right across our bridge, where we live in Augusta, Georgia, Columbia, South Carolina is nothing but a 30-minute, an hour drive from us. A black man was harassed in his own neighborhood. He stayed in the neighborhood. Same thing happened. He didn't get killed. But things happen. We know things happen, but kids, if you're watching with your parents, if you have your kids sitting there watching, y'all, please listen here. Listen closely. We have to make sure that we know our respect. We have to respect everybody. Respect the person. If they're grown, respect. It's all about respect. If you're young, if you don't respect, something's going to fly out your mouth, and then that one stuff start happening.
Yeah.
Hey, what my wife got right there, Tramiel? I can't see what she got up there.
Yeah, especially, you know, make sure if you're watching, because we got a couple people that's watching, we want to make sure that you comment, especially what we're talking about right now. Make sure you comment down below where you're watching us from. We're going to shout you out, but also we're talking about the recent shooters real quickly, and then we're going to go ahead and go to our next sponsor and also the DJ Jungle Mix also as well in a couple of minutes. But Cornell said, I feel like she snapped from being bullied and needed to be disarmed from committing a crime she would have regretted, but she should have been tased and not killed. Oh, I definitely agree with that.
I agree on that too. Yeah, you're right, sweetheart. Hey, if y'all don't know, hey, that's Miss DJ King Kong right there. That's my lovely wife that just commented right there, y'all. But she is right. Bullying is a serious thing around this country, y'all. And kids, we here to tell you, bullying is real serious. If you feel like you're being bullied, you need to go talk to your parents. Yeah, let your parents have the situation. Let them go to the police department. Let the police department take care of it.
Don't try to take
matters into your own hand.
And you know what, Greg, man? An adult's got to be accountable, too, because you just can't sit there and, you know, understand, you know, if you tell your child, you know, self-defense, I understand.
Right.
But if you're around, and especially in the situation, and, you know, Cornell says, and I agree, the adults in that situation failed her. Yeah. I hope it opened the eyes of those other young girls. You know what? The adults could have stopped, and this could have been avoided.
Right.
Somebody would have stepped in and said, "Hold on, you got a knife in your hand. Like this is not the exact route." Now, if there was, you know, hands being used That's understandable. Yes, but right. I'm still not promoting, you know, oh, fight, whatever the case, and stuff like that. But there were adults that were present that could have stopped this even before police was called.
Right, you're right. And they could have been, you know. Matter of fact, I'm finna give you one story. It was a young girl, a long time ago. It's probably about a couple years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. 10 or 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
Young lady was being bullied at school. Little young girl was fighting at school. The girl that she was fighting was bashing her head into the wall, bashing That's her head crazy. Into the floor. Little girl went home, said she had a headache. Told her mom she had a headache. Mama gave her some medicine, tried to make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, no, she went to her friend's house. That same night, the mom called the little girl mama and told the daughter wouldn't wake up. They had to rush to the nursery room. The girl had brain damage. She was in a vegetative state. They had to pull the plug on the young girl. So the young girl died from blood force trauma to the head by her head being bashed on the floor so many times.
That's crazy. That is crazy. You guys, make sure you share this live video. Tell us where you're watching it from. Also, again, as well, you have the opportunity to win a $10 Chick-fil-A gift card. A $10 Chick-fil-A gift card. All you got to do is be the seventh caller. And the number is there at the bottom of the screen. But the number is 762-233-2283. Again, the number is 762-233-2283. And also, we're going to talk about, too, just a couple of minutes after the DJ Jungle Mix, we got a question of the day, because we definitely want to hear. I believe tonight we want to interact with the audience tonight. We want to interact with our listeners tonight. The question of the day, I'm going to go ahead and spit that out too, is what's the worst date you've been on? What's the worst date you've been on? So make sure you share this live video with somebody so they can come in and call in and tell us, you know, what's their worst date? You know what I'm saying? What's their worst date? And before we go into that even more, we're going to talk about one of our sponsors as well, which is Anchor FM. Anchor FM is also